well, so that's great. Okay, so we're off and away on that one. Okay, so are you ready to go? You're nice and comfortable?
Yep, that's okay. All good.
Fantastic. So, today is Monday, September 25th, 2017. My name is Kirby Fenwick, and I'm joined today by Ashlyn Gray. We'll be discussing the first game of the inaugural AFLW season between Carlton and Collingwood, which was played on Friday, February 3rd, 2017. Thank you for agreeing to be a part of this project. Let's start with some background. Can you tell me what role football has played in your life?
Yeah, so football... So I moved to Australia when I was 12. My dad's Australian, but I grew up in Ireland before then. But he always followed the AFL even over there. And so always kind of knew about it, didn't really know a lot about it. When we were moving here, dad kind of sat us down and said, you know, you need to pick a team. And I'm a St Kilda supporter, so you need to pick St Kilda. And it was coming out here and going to those games in the first few months. We moved out in the middle of the season. Yeah, going to the first games and really kind of something that's really Melbourneian about going to the football. And then, yeah, just getting older and not taking such an interest in it so much. And then when I got a little bit older again, I worked at Etihad Stadium for a few years. And that was when I really, I guess, learned a lot more about it and took a lot more of an interest. And for the last few years, it's been a really, I guess it's a really kind of bonding thing, and it brings people together really quickly. I know with my family, we don't always see each other that much, but yeah, it's kind of, we all get together and go to the football with dad, and yeah, it's just always something I've really enjoyed, and nice to have that little taste of home when you're overseas as well and go and find it playing somewhere.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And what about women's football? Has that played much of a role in your life?
Women's football hasn't played as much of a role in my life, and I wish it had. And I suppose that's the part it's played now the last couple of years, is really regretting that I didn't have access to that when I was younger. And it's something that I really have been so passionate about for the last couple of years, but it's not, yeah, I never kind of had the opportunity to play football when I was younger in school, or it never occurred to me that it was something I could be doing. I know that there were girls my age that were playing football at a kind of community level, but that was never something that I, yeah, felt like I had access to.
So have you started playing recently, or?
So I'm hopefully going to start playing in the next year. I already play a bit of weekend sport, so it's kind of trying to find a way to do that. But yeah, once I kind of got to maybe my late teens and I realised there was women's football going on, I was really excited about the idea of it. But I was, by then I felt kind of too old to go and, you know, try and get involved. But I thought it was such a cool idea, and yeah, it's something I've really been... I don't even know what to say. Yeah, like something that I think is been a really great thing for a lot of young women in the community that I'm a part of. And
so yeah. Who do you think you'll play with next year? Or haven't made that decision yet?
Haven't decided yet.
Yeah.
I go to Melbourne Uni at the moment, so Melbourne Uni would be the obvious choice, and I have some friends that play there already. But I know we're not too far from West Brunswick, and yeah, I'm not really sure. It's still up in the air. It depends where I'm living and what I'm doing. And
absolutely.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
So can you tell me how you felt when the AFLW competition was announced in 2016?
When the AFLW was announced, I was so excited because I love my football, love women, love being able, yeah, to get around women's sport, and I'm a huge feminist, and you know, advocating for women all the time, every day, and I think to have that opportunity opened up for women was just so exciting, and to get to go and watch women playing professional sport was huge for me.
Absolutely. So let's go back to the lead up to that first game back in February, or the end of January, early this year. When did you decide that you wanted to go to that first game?
I always knew I'd want to go. And I guess it was just as more information was coming out about it, when the venue got upgraded, when we realised that it was going to be a free game and that it was not far from where I live, and it was, you know, it was like all these stars aligned, like it was a night that I had off and both my sisters were free, and yeah, like I said, that it was kind of open to everyone. Yeah, I always knew that I'd want to go. It was just, I'm not always free to go to the games I want to, but when I knew I was going to be free, I knew there was no way I was missing out.
And why did you want to be there? Why did you want to be at that first game?
I knew I wanted to be at the first game because it was historic. It's absolutely, yeah, it was the first ever AFLW game being played in my city with players who I knew the names of, I'd seen them play before, careers I'd been following. Yeah, in this brand new league that's just absolutely changing the game.
And so we'll go to your memories of the week or so leading up to that first game. Is there, do you have any sort of memories of that first game? Anything that stands out to you now when you reflect on it?
Thinking back on it, the main thing that I remember is just, you know, getting messages from friends that I went to uni with and friends from high school and people that I'd spoken, gone to the football with before, and particularly, I mean, from some guys, but especially from girls that I knew, just being like, are you going to go to the game? I've heard about this. It sounds amazing. Who are you going with? We're going to go with these people. We're going to have dinner beforehand. Just this real, it was like a party atmosphere kind of gearing up for that first game. And yeah, I think just remembering that even before we left the house on the night of the game, just feeling so excited and like something really big was about to happen.
And how did you get to the game? How did you travel to Icon Park?
We took the tram up from the city. So I think I was at my parents' house earlier to collect my younger sister, still lives at home, so we went to collect her. And then we all took the train into the city together and took the tram out and then just walked that, what is it, less than 100 metres.
The number 19 tram?
The number 19 tram, yeah.
It's pretty packed.
It was very packed. And there were, I remember, people on the tram talking about, you know, there was a couple standing, like a young couple standing near us, and this girl was saying that she didn't really know much about football, but she wanted to go to the game, and her boyfriend explaining the rules to her, and yeah, everyone, just the whole tram was just full of football fans.
And so you've arrived at Princes Park. What do you remember about walking up to the stadium? Like, what did it look like, and what were you feeling?
Walking up to the stadium, I remember thinking that we weren't going to get into the ground. We were there really early, and as we got off the tram and started walking up, I just was suddenly felt like, we're not going to get in. It's so packed already. There's so many people. There's no way we're going to make it in. And then when we managed to get in the gate and up the stairs, just being, yeah, blown away by the amount of people that were already there. I think it was an hour before the game, and there were so many people. And just thinking, we're never going to get a seat. They're going to realise there's too many people. But also just thinking, wow, like, everyone is here to watch this game.
Do you remember whereabouts you were sitting? Whereabouts in the stadium were you sitting?
I looked it up earlier, what they were sitting in. And I've forgotten now.
So we're just looking at a map of Icon Park here, and this is Royal Parade here.
I believe we were around here, but I could be wrong.
So around the goals on the Royal Parade end of the ground?
That doesn't sound right now. Can I check quickly?
Yeah,
and now
of
I have it. Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sorry. I checked earlier.
I'm not sure. I think this map is very dodgy, really.
I think we probably weren't there. We were probably further around.
Some more
around
kind of
this,
on the wing?
Yeah, I think around that 11 or 12 there.
Yeah. So you would have come in gate 5.
Would have come in gate 5 and
gone
yeah.
underneath and then up the stairs.
Yeah, so yeah. We would have come around here and had a look and just said there are... You know, when you're with a group and you're kind of like, okay, where are we going to sit? And everyone's like, oh, there's nowhere to go. I don't know. And I remember we headed up the stairs and there was a whole bunch of seats there that we... So yeah, I think around there.
Yeah, in the Pratt stand.
Yes. Yeah.
So that's a pretty good spot.
Yeah, it was a good spot. We were lucky.
Yeah, right on the wing there. Very nice.
Yes.
So you're in the stadium. You're with your two sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Was it just the three of you?
Just the three of us.
Just
yeah.
the three. So what were you, you know, it's an hour before the game. What are you feeling? What are you thinking about what you're about to see?
So we were just talking constantly, just every few minutes, like, wow, there's still more people. Wow, there's more people. And then it keeps filling up and we're like, oh, look, people are sitting in the aisles. Like, and I had friends texting me from outside saying, you know, is it busy? Are we going to be able to get in? And just thinking what a perfect day for a game, perfect evening. It was so warm and sunny, and then watching the girls coming out and warming up, and as you're coming in, they were giving out, you know, footy cards, and so we're looking through our footy cards and like kind of having a bit of a laugh because it's a bit strange to see women on the cards and women whose names I know and faces I know, and I'm like, oh, they're famous. And yeah, just the atmosphere was so excited, just buzzing. And I think we just kept saying, I just kept saying, I can't believe this is happening. Like, I can't believe we're here. And yeah, just that feeling that something really historic was happening and that we got to be there for it.
Pretty special. So the game, you know, they come out, they do the national anthem, and
yeah,
and that was all very exciting. Do you have many memories of the game? What do you remember of the actual game?
I don't know. I think the thing that really stands out to me when I think back on the game is the fact that it, in so many ways, once they started playing, it's like, oh, this is football. Like, I know what this is. It's, of course, it's different because it's women, and it's, like I keep saying, it's this historic event, and it's, you know, this is the first of its kind, and it's changing the game forever. But in so many ways, it's the same thing. It's football. It's, you know, our national sport, and it's what we all love. And I think the familiarity was really nice as well, kind of the contrast with the familiar with this brand new kind of unknown. And I remember it's that feeling of going in, because I'm St Kilda supporter, so going into the AFLW season kind of being like, okay, who do I support? Not really knowing what to do, and because we live in the inner west, being like, oh, we'll support Bulldogs, but then for this first game you have to pick someone. So kind of tossing up, like, do we support Collingwood? Do we support Carlton? I'm not sure. Like, there's those marquee players, and then, you know, the name, even before the game started, you know, everyone knows Darcy Vesio, and everyone knows Mo Hope, and we're tossing up what to do, and trying to make a snap decision because everyone hates a flake that flip-flops once the game started. And I remember around the end of the first quarter, this is not such a positive. So, sorry. But I remember at the end of the first quarter, I remember around the end of the first quarter being like, oh God, like it's low scoring. Like it's very low scoring. Not that, I mean, and I don't care, but thinking like that's, people are going to complain about that. And that's the first thing that people have said, and what people keep saying is that it's not as good because they don't score as much. But yeah, I just remember thinking that only the only little niggle in the back of my mind was, oh, like they're not, it's a low scoring game. But yeah, like it wasn't an issue for me. I don't think it takes anything away from the game itself.
Still exciting.
It's still exciting, really exciting.
And so do you have any other sort of memories of sitting in the stands, you're sitting there with your sisters, this amazing game is taking place? Yeah, are there any other sort of moments of that night that sort of have stuck in your mind?
One of the big moments that stuck in my mind is, I know I keep talking about how many people were there, and that moment that I got a text from someone saying, they've shut the gates, we can't get in. And I was like, far out, this is really happening. This is, like, huge. And, yeah, just imagining how that must feel and thinking about, like, the players, like, God, when they're going to find out that they booked out Icon Park, and that in itself was just... That was the moment that everyone started saying, oh, you know, they're going to have to get Etihad Stadium for the grand final. We're going to need a stadium for the final. That, yeah, to me, that's like the one thing I really remember. And then trying to get home after the game, which was a nightmare.
Can you tell me about that? Why was it a nightmare?
I don't know what the actual situation was. I remember until that afternoon... Yarra Trams hadn't been planning on putting on more tram services, and then that afternoon a bunch of people, myself included, were kind of trying to pester them on social media and say, you know, this is a huge event, you do this for the football every week, for the AFL every week, I think the AFLW first ever game deserves it, and they did put on more tram services, but I'm not sure if that was the case on the way after the game. I don't actually know. I don't want to, you know, drag their name through the dirt. But trying to get home from the tram stuff afterwards, we were waiting for a tram for probably half an hour to just get a tram that we could fit onto, because people were walking up towards Sydney Road to try and get a tram from up there. I think we considered taking an Uber at one point because it was just so packed trying to get home. But it was, once we got onto a tram, it was that same atmosphere. It was amazing.
The same atmosphere in the tram?
Yeah. It was like a celebration. And I remember, you know, seeing people that had had signs at the game. There was one girl that had one. I can't remember what it says now, but it was, you know, it was a really, like, it was a big sign. There'd been a few people holding it, and we'd seen it from across the ground. And then we saw her with it on the tram. We were like, oh, like, everyone here, again, everyone here is a footy fan. Everyone here came out for the girls today.
Do you remember what the crowd was like? Like when you're sitting there watching the game and you're looking around and looking at the crowd, did it feel like just a normal footy crowd to you, or was there something different about it?
Sorry for that.
That's okay.
Sorry, I'm losing my voice a little bit at the moment, so it's all right. I was trying to hang on to it all day. I think one of the things I noticed about the crowd was that in a lot of ways I think it was quite a typical footy crowd, and that surprised me because I think I'd read a lot of what the media were saying leading up to the game and had listened to a lot from different male friends and people who thought they knew what women's sport is like. So I was surprised to see how many kind of groups of, you know, mates were there together. There were a lot of families there, which I love seeing at the football. And there were a lot of parents explaining to their kids what was happening. And, you know, this is the first AFLW game. This is a, you know, you're going to remember this. And explaining who the players were. But something else that I really liked that I noticed was that there were lots of groups of girls there together, which, I mean, I know I go to the football with my sisters and my female friends, but there's not always so many just groups of women that go together. And that was really nice to see, I think. I think it was this kind of sense of belonging and ownership of something that we haven't had before.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So when you think about that game now, are there any players that sort of stood out to you while you were watching, or perhaps ones that you, obviously you knew Darcy and Mo,
I think
all of Australia know Darcy and Mo, but yeah, was there any players that sort of stood out to you or any that sort of caught your eye?
I think honestly it's hard for me to kind of to pick one or two or a few players and to say they really stood out, they did a great job. I think I had no idea what to expect going into the game, and I was just honestly amazed and just blown away by the skill and just the athleticism of both the teams. And yeah, like you say, I mean, obviously Darcy was the standout player on the night, but I think, yeah, I think both Collingwood and Carlton, yeah, I was just amazed by every player that I saw. I really couldn't name one that really stood out to me especially. It was just every time that I'd be like, wow, she's amazing, I'd be like, oh no, she's amazing as well, she's, oh, like, they're all the best. I'm just you know, I'm like all of their biggest fans.
All 200 odd of them.
All 200 of them, yes.
So much the same as
absolutely.
So did you end up picking a team to support for the competition?
So we ended up, I ended up a little bit torn. I didn't get to many more games after that one because I was going overseas and it was a very short season, as you know. So we were away, I was away for, I think, the next 3 weekends. And basically it came down to next season I have to pick. It's either going Bulldogs or Collingwood, and the pull to Collingwood is because my mum's family have always been Collingwood supporters, but we're so close to Footscray, and, you know, the Bulldogs as a club, even the men's football club, they're such a, I really appreciate, I think, their values, and they're a very community-oriented club still, and I think the women's team have shown that equally. So not yet, but I think leaning towards Doggies, it's just hard to tell that to Mum.
Well, you might, St Kilda might get a license this week anyway.
Fingers crossed. Everyone's saying that it's not going to be till another year, but...
Well, they won't have teams until 2019, but the decision's supposed to be made this week, so...
Hopefully.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed, yeah.
We don't have to decide.
That would make it easier.
Yeah. So when you reflect on that first game now, when you think about it, here we are months later down the track, what does it mean to you personally?
What does it mean to me? It means so much to me. It means... for me to be able to watch women playing sport is just the most exciting thing. And, you know, I play a bit of sport. I'm not that sporty. I'm not an athlete by any stretch, but I think any sport, you know, I play hockey, and the Australian women's hockey team are just phenomenal. And I don't know where I'm going with this. Hang on, let me just think for a second.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I suppose for me it means, yeah, like I said, to get to watch women playing sport is amazing. To know that there are girls that get to have these opportunities makes me really, really happy. Like I said, I'm a huge advocate for women. And I just think that girls can do anything, and it makes me really excited to think that this is the future of sport in Australia.
More women,
exactly.
And when you think about it in like the broader context of the Australian community, what do you think it means to have an AFLW competition? And I know that's a really big question, so if you want to take a minute to think, that's
yeah,
totally
okay.
Okay.
I just want to answer that one better than I answered the last one. Because I was like... I think that the AFLW has the potential not just to raise the profile of women in sport, but I think there's actually the potential for it to change the culture of sport in Australia. And I think the culture of sport is overwhelmingly macho, toxic masculinity, homophobia, racism, like you name it. And I think in a really short span of time, the AFLW has already done so much to dismantle part of that. I think having openly queer players in the AFLW is huge. When you have an AFL of, I don't even know how many, over 100 years. Football. Let me say that again. When you have the AFL, which is such an integral part of, you know, what we'd consider to be the Australian culture, with, you know, hundreds of men playing professional football and not one openly gay player. I'm not saying it's impossible, but it's pretty unlikely. Yeah, I think for the AFLW to be able to have these women being out and proud that's huge. And it's telling young queer girls that, you know, you don't have to compromise who you are, and you can be successful, and you can have all those things, and that's incredible. So I think they are leading the pack in that, and I think that women's professional sport in Australia is doing that a lot, which is amazing. And then I think, hopefully, the AFLW is also showing people who were doubtful of the capacity for women to play professional sport that, yeah, women are amazing sports people, and they are tough, and they are strong, and that you can do those things and still be feminine. Or not. That you can do those things and you can be a woman and you can not be feminine. Or you can, you know, you can play football and then you can play other sports as well, and that you don't have to, that women don't have to just be the one thing, and that you can be a celebrity female sports person without having to compromise any of those things, I guess. That's very rambly, I'm sorry.
No,
I hope that makes sense.
It's totally fine.
It's kind of all over the place.
We're still, I think, I guess we're still kind of building our feelings and thoughts around the AFLW, so I think that's totally okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're only one season in, so we've still got a lot to happen.
I'm trying to keep it like grouped in my mind, but it's just all over the place. But
women's sport.
Yeah, on kind of how I talk, you know, saying like being able to talk about like sexuality and also identity and also sporting ability and but it all overlaps. Of course, it all overlaps.
Intertwines, yeah, of course. So, why did you want to be a part of this project when you I can't remember where you might have seen it on Twitter or something.
Yeah,
asking to speak to people on Twitter. What motivated you to be a part of this project?
I wanted to be a part of this project because I love football, I love women's football, and I love talking about it. And I think I'm so passionate about it, but I feel like my little echo chamber on social media has probably had enough of me talking about it constantly. And I'm really lucky that I have a community of friends who also really love sport and love women's sport. But I think that the conversation needs to keep growing. And I think that a lot of the time, the way that the conversations are happening, at least on social media, is it either gets shut down, say if it's in, I don't know, the comments on Facebook articles, where I just can't keep my mouth shut. It's not a productive conversation. And I think things like the Heroes documentary that was on a few weeks ago, and projects like this, I think are a way of both. I think they raise the profile of AFLW outside of the actual season. And I think they also encourage people to have an open mind, maybe to be curious, even if that just means rocking up to your local game on the weekend and seeing like what is this girls football thing about or whatever that is. I think just anything that's it's raising the profile and really getting the name of AFLW out there is good.
Cool.
It's important to me.
And so, season two.
Yes.
Only a few short months away already. What are you looking forward to about the second season of the AFLW competition?
I'm really looking forward to seeing how different the game is this second time round, how different the competition is. I think the inaugural season, like the first season of anything, I think there's a lot of figuring out who's your competition, okay, how do these people play, all right, that's interesting, how is this all going to go? I went down to the State of Origin Victoria vs Allies game a few weeks ago, and even watching that was another level of football compared to the first season of AFLW, which is not diminishing or taking anything away from that season. Obviously, I loved it. But I think having played together for a season, I think knowing the terrain a little bit more, I think the game was just lifted. And I'm just really excited to, you know, see all the teams back together again and to be in the country this time and to get to go down to all the games and, to really just get around it again and hopefully drag along a few more friends this time.
Good work. So, I suppose just lastly, is there anything else that perhaps my questions didn't bring out, anything that that you think is worth saying about that game? Any memories or...
I don't know. I'm sure there is.
I guess what would be if you were to describe what it felt like for you to be there at that game, how would you describe that feeling?
I know it's been said a lot. It's not an original thought at all, but being at that game felt like being at like the dawn of an era. Like, this is where footy like goes to a new level. And it just, it was, you know, I obviously always wanted to see women playing football professionally, and I, you know, always thought it would be amazing, but it was never kind of on my radar as something that actually might happen and might happen in my lifetime, let alone when I'm in my 20s and then I get to have the rest of my life to experience it. And it was, yeah, it was like something I didn't know I was missing. Yeah, it was, watching the game was just like, yeah, like that's, this is it. This is what I'm here for. You know? Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Wonderful. Well done.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.